Okay, so I'm totally in a questionnaire mood tonight, so now on to the next questionnaire, and this one is Texting Guys Broad Spectrum Questionnaire. And so we'll start with number one. What is an average everyday task or thing that you do that may be interpreted or seen as sexy by someone else? I don't know. I guess maybe getting into the shower. That process of peeling off your clothes for the day, and it's an invigorating feeling. Just, I know that some of you ladies out there will understand this, that taking your bra off at the end of the day, oh my god, that sensation's fantastic. So maybe that. What is more dangerous for society, anti-intellectualism or pseudoscience, and why? I think that pseudoscience is probably scarier. I don't know. Anti-intellectualism is quite scary as well. But I think that pseudoscience is probably worse because it is misinformation that's being fed into the world. I think there's enough of that through media and social media. You can't believe everything you read. You have to double check everything before you read it. Facebook memes, things that people share, and it's like, oh my goodness, you're sharing false information. And so I believe that pseudoscience is kind of going the same direction. It feeds people wrong things, and it leads normally intelligent people down wrong paths. So yes, totally against that. What's your preference for partners' pubic hair? And what is your preference for your partner's body hair overall? I like hairy men. I mean, I don't know about the whole winter coat woolly back thing, but generally speaking, I like men to have body hair. It's very sexy. I like a man to be a man. What sort of dance styles do you have experience in, and which are you best at, like the most? I'm not exactly that graceful. I was in a dance troupe as a child, and it was mostly kind of a popular jazz slash hip-hop kind of group. And it was fun, and I was mediocre at best, so I guess that's it. I love ballet. I've never been talented at ballet, but I love to watch ballet. It is just beautiful. What's the last thing that you did that you felt embarrassed by, either in public or private? Well, I was probably most embarrassed by a completely neurotic panic attack I had over the weekend related to weather situations, and it was quite embarrassing because I had very little control over my emotional state, and that does bother me a bit. Fortunately, I have some good friends who were very kind to me, and very soothing, and I appreciate them immensely. And yes, that was quite embarrassing for me. Let's say you started to notice our hair thinning, and you've come to the realization that you're balding. What do you plan to do about it, and what would you do if your partner was balding? I'm starting to get thin hair or balding, I would probably seek help for that. I don't know. I guess there's lots of things out there. I guess I would just start with the easiest, less costly treatment and move on up to whatever I have to do, because the thought of thin hair is certainly a frightening thought for me. As far as for my partner, it doesn't actually bother me too much. I think thinning hair and balding in men is just a part of life and aging, and that's just fine. Doesn't bother me at all. Is it ever okay to be arrogant or snobbish when you are right? No, I don't think so. I think that, a certain level of humbleness should come along with it, because it's hard enough for someone to admit that they're wrong, but let's not rub their face in it. So no, I don't think it's okay. What is the best sex toy accessory purchase you've ever made, and why? I guess that would be my favorite dildo. He has this beautiful blue silicone with a little rabbit ear protrusion for clitoral stimulation, and yes, he's certainly my favorite. If you had to describe your body using three words or less, what words would you choose and why? Well, I am fluffy and fairly proportionate, but fluffy. I totally stole that from a comic, but it's funny and I like it. How do you feel about people who have talked openly about their sexual exploits to you? Should they? Why? Or why not? I don't know. I find it fascinating. I like to hear about other people's sexual exploits. I certainly learn new things about those people and about different sexual things. So I'm all for it. I'm open. I'm okay with people being open with their sexuality, and I certainly like to hear about other people's exploits. I find it exciting. What is your morning routine like on most days? Well, I hit the snooze button about 6 times because I am not a morning person. It's very difficult to drag myself out of bed in the morning. I generally shower at night because that gives me, you know, an extra 10 minutes in the morning. So I'll get up and I'll, when I finally do get up, it's at the last minute, so I'm rushing around, brushing my teeth and my hair and deodorant and throwing my clothes on and grabbing up my bag and a drink from the fridge and running out the door off to work and usually getting there right on time, just, you know, barely squeaking in the door to clock in at the right time. So that's my morning, very rushed and harried. As of reading this questionnaire, or recording it, take the last user you PM'd and tell us what your new GWL celebrity couple username would be. Alternatively, take your name and the name of your GWL crush and tell us what it's like. Well, the last person I PM'd would actually be Smart Liquor. And, I'm trying to think, what our celebrity couple names would be. We could make a red Smart Liquor, I don't know. take your name and the name of your GWL crush and tell us what your celebrity and username would be. Oh, now that's expecting me to divulge my GWA crush, isn't it? Well, I think I'm going to keep that one to myself. So bonus question number 13. You can send a message in a bottle back in time to yourself. What age of you would you send it to, and what would you say? Oh my goodness. I would send it to my 15-year-old self. because my life was pretty mundane and normal up until that time. And then there was lots of changes. We up and moved to the other side of the state, and life was just full of changes after that. So, I would certainly tell myself about the confidence that I have earned, and comfort with myself that I have gained that I didn't have at that age, although I think most people didn't. And to take heart in the fact that that life gets so much better than you ever expected. So, this was fun, and thank you, Texan Guy, for putting this out there. You'll have a nice evening.